a show of solidarity from regional leaders. The President of the United Arab Emirates and Crown Prince of Jordan are in Qatar Wednesday, a day after Israel's attack on its soil. The Qatari Prime Minister said Tuesday it would not be put off in its efforts to mediate a deal between Israel and Hamas, but didn't let Israel off the hook.
Mediation in Qatari diplomacy is part of our identity and will continue. Nothing will deter us from carrying out this role. Does the world need a clearer message than this? Who is closing the door to peace? Does the international community need a louder signal? Who is the bully in this region?
Hamas, who were discussing the Trump administration's latest ceasefire proposal in Doha when they were struck, said their targeting showed Israel didn't want to reach an agreement. Meanwhile, Israeli hostage family members expressed alarm that the attack sabotaged any hope for those still being held by Hamas. President Trump, meanwhile, attempted damage control, issuing a rare rebuke to Israel and calling Qatar, which is home to the largest American military base in the Middle East, a strong U.S. ally and friend. Arab countries are increasingly concerned about Israel's belligerence, and the attack risks undermining U.S. credibility in the region.
I think this is the final nail in the coffin of any kind of negotiations that is taking place between Israel and Hamas, as far as it is mediated by Qatar. Qatar has always been the diplomatic channel of these negotiations, and it does not intend to pay a direct price by playing this role. And if that is obviously the kind of consequence that also Netanyahu and the Israeli government probably expect to happen.
On Wednesday, Israel warned that its enemies were not safe anywhere, and that if it hadn't succeeded in killing Hamas leaders this time, it would the next.